The National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence, part of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, has a heavy agenda, and a critical one. Donna Dodson, NCOOE's director, outlined the scope of the work in a recent interview.
So cybersecurity is a fast-moving target, and one of the things that we have recognized at NIST through our work with the cybersecurity framework, our work with financial services and cryptography, and everything that we do here is that really you have to think of cybersecurity from both a technical and from a business aspect. And the center sets its agenda by working with different business sectors to understand where their challenges are. And based on those business cybersecurity challenges, we work to bring in standards and best practices, the technical underpinning that meets those business challenges. So it's really working with the healthcare sector and the financial services sector and the government sector and utilities, to name some examples.
We're speaking with Donna Dodson. She's Chief Cybersecurity Advisor and Director of the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence at NIST. And I want to talk about some of those projects right now that are going on. I think there's a lot having to do with mobility. This is something, again, industry and government are both really working hard to achieve, is security of mobile devices, mobile applications, mobile data. What are some of the things going on there that you're investigating?
Absolutely. So mobility is an important part of the business world. It's an important part of really our mobile phones are part of everything that we do in life. And securing the information and that infrastructure on a mobile phone is something that industry has brought to us as being a major challenge. So we build on the research, the many years of research that NIST and other standards organizations have done in mobile phones and mobile applications. One example that came to us from the healthcare community was the use of mobile phones in hospital infrastructures and how to transmit that information that's on a mobile phone or that comes from the hospital infrastructure to a mobile phone and make it something that really the healthcare professionals can use, maintain security, and do this in a way that's usable to those professionals.
So that would be a healthcare setting, but it could really lead to applications throughout industry.
Correct. And so we have two types of work, primary work that we do. Are some of our foundational work here at the center is to develop use cases that come with different business applications and looking at how typical business environment is set up in that sector. And then we have something called building blocks. And those building blocks really are not unique to a particular business environment. So you can look at mobile phone technology and securing it from a building block case, as well as what are the necessary parameters to think about it in the case of in the case that we just described in healthcare. And so we work on both those foundational pieces like mobility or data integrity. And then we also work with organizations on how to apply those standards to different business cases. We produce something called a practice guide. So lots of people know about NIST special publications, fondly called the 800 series.
Know them well.
We produce 1800, a practice guide that's an 1800 series. And we do this a little bit differently than an 800 series. An 1800 practice guide has three volumes. Volume A is only 1 to 2 pages, maybe 3 pages in length, and it explains what the challenge is and why it matters from a cybersecurity perspective, and then just a little bit about the underlying technology. And that's really meant more for executives to be able to understand, why does this matter? The second volume of a practice guide, Volume B, is designed to talk to project or program managers or CIOs or CISOs that look at first that risk assessment that was done, and then develops an underlying architecture with security controls, and then the underlying standards beneath those individual security controls, so that they can see exactly what we're doing. The third volume really gets down to a build out where we work with industry through cooperative research and development agreements. So we have CRADA collaborators come in and bring products and services in that meet those standards, and we build it out so people can see that it's real. Now, that doesn't mean you have to use those products or services. It gives you an idea of how you take the high-level concept to standards and best practices to be able to build them out and see that it really works so that you can achieve the same thing in your environment.
Now, a very important area that a lot of agencies and businesses alike are chasing is the whole idea of trusted identities and verification. What's going on there? Because I think there's progress, and I see a lot of projects and use cases that you have listed already.
Yes. So, as you're aware, NIST has the program management responsibilities for the Trusted Identities in Cyberspace program, and based working very closely with our colleagues from that program management office, we actually have an identity management lab at the NCCOE, at the NIST NCCOE Center, so that we can look primarily at identity management and think about ways that we can ensure the principles that have been laid out for NSTIC of security, privacy, interoperability, usability, and be able to take that and integrate it in with real business challenges. We have a project that we are looking at on brokered identities. So how you can work to ensure privacy of information and that a relying party on the other side can use the results of strong identity management capabilities without the user having to give up a lot of privacy.
And I also wanted to ask you about geolocation and trusted geolocation, given how much geographic basis there is now for so much activity, so many business applications.
So this building block really takes a look at cloud technologies and helps people to understand where their data sits in the cloud. So trusted geolocation in the cloud is an important building block for us, and one that we work closely with industry on, and that's being used today throughout industry and government so that you understand where your data is sitting, if that's important in your business environment.
You're working in the idea of email, secured email, which we thought shouldn't that have been buttoned down already by 20 years into the email era, but there's still work to be done in DNS-based secured email. What's that one all about?
Correct. So the Internet Engineering Task Force, IETF, has worked for years to promote DNS, domain name service security, as well as how you can use that for trusted email. And really, we have across the U.S. federal government, just as an example, many of the components needed to support trusted email. We have strong identity credentials. Our PIV cards, our personal identity verification cards, that include credentials that can be used for encryption and identity management. And so combining all of these standards together and the capabilities that they bring, when you have in an email system for emails that follow this building block, you can know who they came from and that they have not been altered after they've been sent, which really cuts down on phishing sorts of attacks. So to me, this is an essential cybersecurity capability that we really need to bring into the system. The standards are there, and we're showing people how to use them with this practice guide.
And there's a whole burgeoning area. I mean, this whole topic used to be called computer security. Now we call it cybersecurity. And it really is going beyond computers as we understand them. Self-driving cars, home automation, and home devices in the home that are controlled remotely by your smartphone. This whole Internet of Things idea brings computing out into the real world. And so I imagine that must be a challenge and a big area for the NCCOE. As cyber becomes more than just computers, or computers become more than just something that sits on your desk.
That is correct. It's a very, very exciting time with all the innovation that's occurring in compute power and bringing those capabilities not just to information technology, but to our physical world as well. We have an opportunity today to build in cybersecurity into those kinds of systems. And we are working with industry and government on how to do that at the center. I guess you're kind of getting that theme that the center really is about bringing those tough business challenges, being able to look at standards and best practices and understand how to use them to meet those challenges, bringing in government, industry, and academia here at the center.
And do you do that with meetings and in-person types of events also?
We do. We host workshops. NIST set up a federally funded research and development center that's run by MITRE and FFRDC to help us support the center. We have people from other agencies who come in and work shoulder to shoulder with us, as well as engineers from industry working on these tough challenges. And we also have an academic advisory council with several universities that can lend a hand as well.
And do you also divide the cybersecurity world? We've been talking about different technologies that would apply across the board. Do you also look at it from the vertical standpoint, that is to say, retail, financial networks, manufacturing, different pieces
different
of industry.
Different business sectors, yes. Different business sectors and understanding how they're applying technology in their world. And when they do that, how they're going to secure it.
We're speaking with Donna Dodson, Chief Cybersecurity Advisor and Director of the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence at NIST. And if someone has an idea or a challenge or they discover some area that needs to be explored, how do they get that to the attention of the NCCOE?
We would love to hear from people on those kinds of challenges. So people can go to our website and submit information there. We work with many communities of interest, and we go and we integrate with different sectors through many of their coordinating councils, etc., as a way. So we're not working just with one company, but we're working across the board. And so instead of us only presenting at different cybersecurity conferences, we're presenting our work at healthcare conferences and banking conferences and retail conferences where cybersecurity is an important component of that business operation. So there are a number of ways to engage with us, whether you have a need or a requirement, or if you have technology, standards-based technologies that could be used to support these different challenges that we identify. And all of that is available on our website, nist.nccoe.gov. Very simple.
And what are you expecting to happen in the next year, next 18 months? What will the agenda look like, and what wild cards do you think might come your way?
So it's been an exciting couple of years as we work to get the center up and running. We have a new facility about 4 miles off of the campus at NIST that gives us plenty of lab space and architectures necessary to build out, networking architectures, et cetera, that allow us that flexibility to build things out. And so we're taking these foundations and building out these practice guides, looking, as you described earlier, the cyber-physical systems world and all of the challenges there. We're working with the healthcare community on securing devices that you'd find in hospitals, with an infusion pump being an example, and thinking about what kinds of requirements one could think about from a cybersecurity standards point of view for that pump, but also how you put it in that environment and the kinds of additional security controls you put in that environment. So we expect to continue working on IT challenges, but also a number of cyber physical challenges, and being able to work with the communities of interest on the vast array of important cybersecurity capabilities and help them get those integrated into their systems. Data integrity. If you have ransomware that hits, how do you know when you're back to known good in your systems? We're expecting to work with the retail and the hospitality communities on how to protect information between customers and or consumers and businesses or organizations. So working in identity management and cryptography, in vulnerability management, all of the big areas that NIST has standards and best practices that ISO and IETF and other standards bodies have important work, and really getting that into play to help protect our nation's infrastructure.
Donna Dodson is director of the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Share both parts of this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.